previously, down Gilead Lane.
Caleb, I couldn't ask for a better husband for my daughter.
Oh, no.
It's Monica.
That's my mother.
She's disappeared.
What?
I have no idea where she is.
We're going on a trip.
Hi, I'm Zach. And on today's Down Gilead Lane, we're still riding around with the Richters. You think they'll finally stop running? Let's find out. Down Gilead Lane.
You know, Carrie, you could have stayed home with your family. Your mom and dad could have took you back on Sunday.
I know.
I mean, I don't even have any idea what we're doing here.
Your mom said you were needed at home right away.
I know, but she hasn't said what I was needed for. And this isn't the way home.
Maybe she's lost.
I think she may be lost in more ways than one. Carrie, I can't tell you how much it means to me to have you here.
I'm glad, Caleb. That's what I want to do. Be here for you.
Thank you, Carrie.
She's turning again.
Can you grab my phone? I think I need to call her and find out if she even knows where she's going.
Mom, this is not the way home. What are you doing?
Mom, are you okay?
Oh, of course, Maya. I'm fine. Everything's under control.
Well, of course it is, if you want to end up in prison again.
Tiffany Richter, that is disrespectful, and I will not have it in my car.
Fine. Stop and let me out then.
Tiffany.
Grab my phone, dear.
Yeah, here.
Oh, it's not important.
Mom, who was that?
It has nothing to do with you, Tiffany.
But it's not cool to ignore phone calls, Mom.
They can leave a message.
Messages aren't always good. Sometimes you need to talk to the person.
Oh, hello, Caleb. Are you all right back there?
Yeah, Mom, we're fine. But we aren't headed toward Coleraine. You're gonna need to pull off the next exit so we can turn around.
Oh, no, dear. We're not going that way.
What? I thought you said I was needed at home.
I did. But home is wherever we are, isn't it?
Mom, where are we going?
Just follow me, dear. Everything's going to be fine.
No, Mom.
You've reached Monica Richter. Please leave a message and I'll return your call as soon as possible.
This user's voicemail is currently full. Please try back again later.
Oh, I can't believe this. Yes, Sherry.
Mr. Paulson, Agent Dittman called again. He left another message asking about Monica's deposition. He's concerned about the pieces of the investigation that they're pulling together for the...
I know. Thank you, Sherry. I wish I knew when to expect Monica's deposition, too. I have no idea.
Caleb, I have no idea what's going on.
She hasn't mentioned anything?
No, but she does keep getting these phone calls she ignores.
And she took my cell phone! Can you believe that? I mean, what does she need my cell phone for?
Maybe because you kept threatening to call the police and tell them you were being kidnapped.
Tiffany, you did not.
I was only joking. Well, sort of. I mean, what is she doing anyway? Where are we?
I don't know. I'll go look on that map over there and see if I can figure out exactly where we are.
Yeah, okay.
I'm so sorry we messed up your weekend, Caleb. I hope you didn't have anything special planned.
Yeah, well, it seems special plans aren't working out these days.
I'm sorry. What were your big plans?
Well...
Who cares? I had plans, too. Does anyone care about those? I was going to see Randy again. Now he's gonna worry when I don't call. He might even call the police himself.
Great. That's just what we need. Maya, I was going to ask Carrie to marry me.
You've got to be kidding.
Caleb,
thanks,
I'm so happy for you.
Not a word to Carrie, okay? I mean,
okay.
I asked her dad for permission and he said yes, but you guys showed up before I could talk to her.
So when are you gonna do it?
I don't know. It's gotta be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ask her while we're driving somewhere or stuck in some run-down old rest stop.
Oh.
What? What's wrong, Maya?
I hoped you'd do it here.
Here? Right now?
Well, Maybe not right here, right now, but sometime when we're all together. Mm-hmm. It'd be so awesome to share that.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I want it to be nice.
If you're waiting for nice, you might be waiting a while. No idea what Mom's getting us into now.
As much as I hate to say it, she has a good point, Caleb.
I know. I don't like waiting. After Dad. Well, you never know what's going to happen. Plans may not work out. I know, I know. I've thought a lot about it, but... Well, I just don't know what to do.
I understand. But you know, this would definitely be memorable.
Oh, brother.
That's true. Here she comes. You guys have to keep this a secret, okay? Don't say anything.
I won't.
Why would I say anything? No one cares what I say anyway.
You know, Caleb, I've been thinking. Maybe you should ride with your mom for a while. See if you can get her to talk to you.
Like that's gonna work.
Tiffany!
All right, all right. Wow. Make a simple statement.
I think that's a good idea, Carrie.
Okay, I'll drive your car.
I'll ride with you, Carrie.
Sounds like a plan.
Well, let me finish up these papers here, and then we can go out for our date. Okay, so where do you want to go to dinner tonight, honey?
Oh, I don't know. Remember that place we've been passing and...
Elizabeth's gone already. I wonder who that is.
Hello? Anyone here?
Will!
What a nice surprise. John and I were just talking about going out to dinner. Would you like to join us?
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could, but I still have a lot of work ahead of me this evening.
I'm sorry to hear that, Will.
Besides that, I wouldn't want to crash your date.
Smart man.
Well, you're always welcome, but I won't argue with that.
Is it what we'd previously discussed?
Yes, that's actually why I'm here. Hmm. Things have gotten desperate. I really need to get in touch with her.
Monica?
Yeah, she's not taking any of my calls, and the authorities are really starting to hit me hard.
Sure.
I don't know what else to do. Yeah,
I can try to give her a call. Maybe she'll answer me.
I would appreciate it, John. If she doesn't call in and schedule her deposition soon, I'm afraid they're going to put out an arrest warrant and the deal is just going to go out the window.
Sure. Oh, no.
Sure. I don't know what else to do.
Well, I'll try to give her a call, but no guarantees, Will. I mean, Monica and I haven't always been the best of friends, but I'll try.
Oh, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Mom, I want my cell phone back. Now!
Fine.
Yes. Hey, wait a minute. It's not turning on. What's wrong with it?
Nothing, dear. It's fine.
But it's not turning on!
No, it won't work without the battery. I have that tucked safely away.
Mom!
Tiffany, calm down. You'll get the battery back soon, I'm sure. You have your MP3 player, right? You can always listen to that.
Oh, like you care. You're just worried about your stupid proposal.
Tiffany.
It's true. Why don't you just go back to school with your beloved Carrie and forget about the rest of your family? You know it's what you want to do.
It is not. I'm here, aren't I?
Caleb, be nice to your sister.
Mom. Mom, what is going on?
Everything's fine, Caleb. I just needed everyone together for a little while.
Is this about Dad?
No! Well, yes and no, but not how you'd think. You just need to trust me, okay?
All right.
What? Are you nuts?
Tiffany!
Oh.
Thank you, Caleb. I know I haven't given you much reason to trust me, but I appreciate it.
You're our mother. I know you're doing what you think is best for all of us. I'll always respect that.
Ugh, whatever.
You will? You trust me?
Yeah, I do. But not because of you.
What?
Well, don't take this the wrong way, Mom. I don't mean it harshly or to hurt you.
Okay.
I trust God. I know He's in control and He's got a plan. I know that, and I trust that.
All right.
So, even if you or I don't know what's going on, I trust that God does. And because of that... I can rest in the fact that God's got all of us where He wants us, even you.
I hope you won't be disappointed.
God won't disappoint us, Mom. Either of us.
Okay. Caleb, I wish I were as sure of that as you are. And quite frankly, son, I don't want to disappoint you either.
Mom, even if there are mistakes made along the way or something goes wrong, I still know you're doing what you think is right for us, and I appreciate that. We all do.
I just want to do the right thing, Caleb. It's so hard with your dad gone. I need to do the right thing.
You will, Mom.
So, tell me about your first date with Caleb.
Oh, well, that depends on what you'd consider our first date.
What?
The first time Caleb asked me out, it was to a bowling night that our college group was putting together.
So your first date was with a bunch of people bowling?
It does sound kind of funny, but we had a great time. He was very sweet and considerate.
Aww. Is that what made you like him so much?
Yeah, I think that was part of it. Caleb is always very aware of my feelings and careful to respect me. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, he's nice that way.
But I think one of the best things about him is that he's so romantic.
Romantic? Caleb?
Yeah, he is. He always surprises me with the ideas he comes up with. Oh, it's really fantastic to be loved by Caleb.
That's awesome. I really like you a lot, Carrie. I'm glad you're dating Caleb.
Thank you, Maya. I feel the same way about you. It means a lot to me how you've been so open and welcoming to me. I appreciate that. Maya, are you all right?
What? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Just thinking.
What, to talk about it?
There's a lot going on right now.
That's okay.
You know, I'm not really interested in talking about it right now, but thanks for the offer.
You're welcome, Maya. Anytime.
Girl, yeah, I'll be your girl. My heart beats for you.
Tiffany, could you please keep it down?
You took my hand on our day, and my heart soared so great.
Mom, can you hear that?
Goodness, yes. How can you miss it?
Like
she sounds like a cat being strangled in a rainstorm.
No, Mom, the car is making a noise.
I don't hear anything. I'm sure we're fine.
Forever.
Tiffany, do you hear something?
Yeah, I do. There's a banging or something. Don't you hear it, Mom?
Oh, dear. I think you're right.
Mom, pull over right there.
I can't see.
Right here, Mom. Yes, okay, good. Now turn off the car.
Oh, did the car blow up? Did it explode? We've got to get out before we blow up.
Tiffany Richter, we're fine. Get out and stand over there. I'm calling a tow truck.
Okay.
What happened?
What's going on?
Are you all right?
It's going to explode.
What's wrong with the car?
Everyone hurt?
Tiffany, everything is fine.
Yes, I need a tow truck immediately.
Oh, no. Storms, too? Could this day get any worse?
Hey, Tiff, wait up. I'm coming with you.
Carrie, you'd better go get in my car. It's safe there and you'll stay dry. You know, in fact, if you'd like to go ahead and find a restaurant or some other place to hang out for a while...
No way, Caleb. I'm staying with you.
Are you sure?
You're stuck with me, Caleb Richter. Don't you know that?
You know, Carrie, this may be the worst time possible for me to bring this up, but...
You look so serious. Are you all right?
Yeah. I just wanted to ask you...
The tow truck will be here in a few minutes. Carrie, dear, you may want to go sit in the car with the girls. It's going to get very wet out here.
I'm fine. I'll stay with Caleb.
Suit yourself. I'm going to go check my phone for messages.
Hey, Carrie, it's okay. You go get in the car, and I'll come over and ride with you when we get the van towed. I'd like to talk to my mom alone.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine. Come on, Mom. Let's get inside and stay as dry as we can until the tow truck gets here.
Good idea. Caleb, you have grown into a fine young man. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Mom.
And I like Carrie a lot. She's very good for you.
Yeah.
You complement each other perfectly.
I'm gonna ask her to marry me, Mom. I was going to tell Dad just before he...
I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, son, that he would have been thrilled with that.
Yeah.
He told me several times that he liked Carrie a lot. It's good to see you so at peace with life. You spent so much of your life fighting and rebelling against everything. If Carrie brings you that peace, then there's no way that I could do anything but give you my blessing.
That means a lot to me, Mom. Thanks.
You're welcome.
But you are wrong about one thing. It's not Carrie that gives me peace.
It's not?
No.
But I see the way you look at her.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Carrie, but she's not where I find my peace. The peace I have comes from...
Oh, there's the tow truck. Can we finish this later, son?
Sure, Mom.
On what's necessary.
Lady, honestly, it's after hours, storming outside, and you want to argue this? I should be home with my family.
I don't care about your family. I care about mine, and they're all standing here like half-drowned cats waiting for you to fix my car.
Mom, just calm down.
I will not calm down, Caleb.
Mom, you have got to keep it under control. We need to get the van fixed, and that is not going to happen by ticking the mechanic off.
Caleb, you're sounding more and more like your father, his bad side, trying to control me.
Mom, maybe you need to be controlled. You've been out of control all day.
I have not. How dare you?
Caleb, is everything okay?
Yeah. Mom, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Carrie, I apologize for losing my temper. Sir, I'm sorry for yelling in your garage. We are all very tired.
Hey, kid, it's all right. Okay, I shouldn't have lost my temper either. I'm sorry. Listen, I got the parts here, so I'll just charge the restocking fee and for my labor. No overtime or double hours. Hey, Eddie, go get the parts for this lady's car.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Thank you. Mom, are we okay? I really am sorry.
I know, son. So am I.
Come on, Monica. Answer the phone. Just let me know where you are.
Hey, Mom's phone is ringing.
She's busy. Hey, it's that same number that's been calling all day. Should I answer it?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Monica.
No, this is Maya. Who's this?
Maya, it's William Paulson, your mother's attorney.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Paulson. How are you?
I'm fine. Is your mother there?
She is, but she's a little busy right now.
Where are you?
We're at a garage. Our car broke down.
It did?
Yep. We're trying to get it fixed, and it's storming.
Where are you?
I'm not sure, but I can let you talk to Caleb. He knows.
Caleb's there, too? Yes, let me talk to him.
Okay. It's Mom's lawyer.
Oh, hello?
Caleb, William Paulson here. I need to know where you are.
Is there something wrong?
Yes, but I'm trying to make it right, and I need to get there and speak to your mother.
Well, I can hand her the phone.
No, she's been ignoring my calls all day. I need to be there.
Okay.
Can you tell me where you are?
Sure.
And Caleb?
Yeah.
Make sure your mother doesn't leave before I get there.
Okay. We're off I-79, just outside of Greenville.
Hello?
John, I'm so sorry to bother you so late, but I thought I'd let you know. I found Monica.
What? Where is she?
She's at her garage. Their car broke down. This may be the break we need. I just wanted to ask you and Mary to pray.
Oh, sure thing, Will. Sure thing. And we'll be here if you need anything else. And we'll definitely be praying.
Thanks.
Well, we should be out of here soon. Oh, sounds like the storm is passing, too.
Good. I don't like storms.
I do.
What? You like storms?
Yeah, I do. I love watching the wind go crazy and the lightning striking. It reminds me that God's in control.
Hmm.
There's not a single thing that I can do when the rain's pouring and the wind's blowing. So all I do is sit back and watch and pray, thanking God that He's in control.
I never thought about it that way before. But that's an interesting way to look at it. I was in a tornado once.
Really?
Yeah, Dad and I. It was scary.
Oh, I bet.
Caleb, do you have a minute?
Sure.
I'm sorry to interrupt your conversation, but you said something earlier, and I was curious about it.
Yeah?
You said Carrie wasn't where you got your peace.
Mm.
But I don't understand. When you were upset a little while ago, Carrie calmed you right down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Carrie reminds me when I need it, but she's not where this peace that I have came from. It comes from giving my temper and my anger over to God. Before, I was trying too hard to control too many things in my life, Mom, and the harder I tried to control, the faster everything spun out of control.
I understand that.
I didn't know where to turn, but when I gave my life to Christ, I learned that I can give Him all of that stuff, too, and He can handle it. I don't have to stress over those things anymore.
You don't?
No, Mom. I gave everything to God. He handles it now, and I can have peace. It's a peace that passes all understanding. It doesn't make sense, but you can have it. Peace in the middle of the storm. Just to be honest, I do forget sometimes, every now and then. But God finds a way to remind me, thankfully.
I wish I could find that peace, Caleb. I know what I need to do to fix this problem, but it's really scary, son.
I know. This is really big, but Mom, all you have to do is give your life to Christ and then let Him be in control, not you.
Caleb, my problems are bigger than just a prayer.
I know it's hard, Mom, but you gotta believe me. I mean, God created this entire universe. He can handle your troubles.
But I just need...
Mom, you need to let go.
No, that is the last thing that I need to do. Let go. I don't think so. I need to be more in control than ever right now.
Mom, just...
But our talks today have helped me see things a little more clearly, Caleb. And I know what I need to do. It's always been right there in front of me, but I was running away from it. I'm going to fix this mess and do the right thing for our family. Thank you for supporting me and showing me that I can do that.
Yeah.
You're a good boy, Caleb. No, check that. You're a wonderful and strong man. Carrie's a very, very lucky girl.
Thank you, Mom.
Oh, honestly, another storm? Oh, when is this nightmare gonna end?
Soon, Tiffany.
How do you know?
I just do, all right.
So, what's your favorite color?
Green. Yours?
Purple.
Carrie, do you have a second?
Sure.
Can I talk to you over here?
Okay.
Carrie, I need to apologize to you.
Oh, Caleb, we're all under stress. It's all right. I'm surprised everyone hasn't lost their tempers.
What? Oh no, it's not for that. It's for this. The timing is all wrong, and it is the worst place in the world to do something like this. And, well, I'm apologizing ahead of time. I do promise to make it up to you.
What?
Carrie, I love you. More than any words can possibly express. You are everything good that I have ever known, and I know that God gave you to me as a gift and a treasure.
Oh, Caleb, I don't know what to say.
Carrie, I want to know, will you grant me the honor of spending the rest of your life by my side? Will you marry me, Carrie?
Yes, Caleb. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes, Caleb. Awesome.
Oh, joy. She has no idea what she's in for.
Congratulations, Caleb. Gary, I'm very happy for both.
That was awesome, man. Just awesome. Best moment in my shop ever. Oh, I wish I had a picture. Well, I gotta get home to my wife. Congratulations, both of you.
Thanks, man.
Oh, and your car's ready. You can go anytime.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Carrie. I'm very pleased to welcome you to the Richter family.
Thank you, Mrs. Richter.
Oh, please, call me Monica.
Thank you, Monica.
You're gonna be my sister.
Oh,
yes.
I've never had a little sister before. I am looking forward to it.
Congratulations. Welcome to the chaos. You may want to rethink things before you get much further into this family.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
What now? Honestly, doesn't closed mean closed anymore?
Monica, I'm so glad you're still here.
Mr. Paulson, what are you doing here?
We don't have time for that, Monica. I need to get you back to Coleraine as soon as I can.
What? Why?
Well, you're dangerously close to breaking your agreement. If you do, you'll be under arrest. Again. Now, Monica, I know you were running, but...
I don't think I will be anymore.
What?
I'm going to testify.
Oh, that's fantastic, Monica. I...
Seriously?
Monica Richter?
Yes?
Agent Dittman, I'm glad you're here. I was just getting ready to call you.
Sure you were. Save it. According to the terms of your plea bargain arrangement, Monica Richter, you're under arrest for fleeing the jurisdiction.
No.
You have the right to remain silent.
No.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney present during questioning. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you. Do you understand these rights?
Yes.
Oh, man. Monica Richter is under arrest again. How could she do this to herself after all she's done to put things back on the right path? Fortunately, it seems like she learned a couple of things in today's episode, thanks mostly to her son, Caleb. See, Caleb was an example of peace to his mom when everything was going way out of control. The car was broken, he didn't know where he was going, and all he wanted out of his weekend was to propose to Carrie. But, in spite of everything being everywhere at once, Caleb really kept his frustrations in check. It was cool because he said he trusted God above everything and everyone else, and he believed that no matter what was going to happen, God was holding it all in place. See, it's Caleb's belief in God's help and control that was such a great example to his mom. And because of that, you notice Monica started asking some questions about God. You know, believing that God is in control in tough times can sometimes be one of the best ways to tell your friends that you know Jesus. When they see you at peace when things at school are difficult or when the economy isn't so great or whatever, they can tell that the peace you hold inside isn't normal and there must be something or somebody else helping you. And then when they ask, all you have to do is point them to the one who's helping you get through it all. And his name is Jesus. Today's episode, A Not-So-Quick Fix, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by Rob Gundling. Music was composed by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And I'm Zach, and I'll see you here next time, down Gilead Lane.